This morning I'm going to orally reply to questions that I've received via email from Bhagavati Dasi. What is the correct attitude toward festival deities? I have seen deities brought in from home altars or out of storage for worship on a festival day in an ISKCON temple as part of a public program. The attitude toward deities is Pratima Nahatumi Sakat Brajendra Nandam, as the younger, unnamed Brahmana in the narration of Sakshi Gopal said to Krishna in the form of a deity, who at that time was not known as Sakshi, just known as Gopal, said to him, "You are not a statue, you are directly the darling child of the king of Vraja, namely Nanda Maharaj, and namely," so that means Krishna. So that should be the attitude. Deities on home altars can be taken out and worshipped in festivals. Out of storage, and in the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya especially, they have, as far as I remember, there are five deity forms in big established temples. The main deity who's worshipped, another one for festivals, another one for offering food to, another who's taken to sleep, and do you know the other one? For Abhishekam. There's another one. That's different to the festival deity. Festival deity is taken on parikrama and on yatra, may not just be a parikrama, may go around the place. So they're all considered non-different, although the form to whom food is worshipped is regularly there on the altar. Yeah. The others wouldn't be on the altar. They'll come out the one who's sleeping, then what happens when he's not sleeping?
He's in a separate place.
Separate place, yeah. Of course, in Sri Rangam, they have more festival days than non-festival days, so more than 200 in a year. So, yeah, the festival deities are quite busy there. Of Ranganatha Swami, of course, there are so many deities within the main compound. Not all of them have most of the festivals are in relation to Sri Ranganatha Swami. On home altars, the deities may be brought. Anyway, the point is that they're considered absolutely non-different. And sometimes I've seen in ISKCON that some deities, they're just kept just with the in a very bad way, and then just brought out for a festival. But that's not good. They should be kept properly, nicely. Even if they're not fully worshipped, at least some flowers or something could be offered to them daily. Not that they're just abandoned and dust and cobwebs are gathering on them, and they're kept with the household brooms or something like this. Not like that. Should be kept very nicely. Then a question. Two questions also, from Bhagavati Devi, Bhagavati Dasi. The Panchatattva bas relief in Belfast, bas relief, I believe that's how it's pronounced, is a form where there's a, it's all stone, and it's all stone background on half the body. The front half is manifest, but not the back. And the back is on a stone background. And Srinathji in Nathdwara is like that. It's not the whole deity. Srinathji is unique. He's self-manifested. There's no direction, as far as I know, in the Shilpa Shastras that deals with all these things, for carving, generally the stone forms of the Lord, if they're not, so there are quite a few self-manifested forms here and there, but they should be carved according to the descriptions in Shastra, and they're all full body forms, not half body forms as in bas relief. Bas relief deities, you can't put garlands on in the same way. You can. It's somewhere between a picture and a full statue form. So I have some doubt about making forms that are not either according to Shastra or according to tradition. And traditionally, the four deities, we see that in India, the tradition is to make the deities in a in what we could call a neutral posture, or often the deity is in a blessing pose. Blessing pose, that's called what? Ashya Mudra, something like that. But the Panchatattva deity there is all looking very blissful and dancing. So as our acharyas have not installed deities with such vivid expressions, Srila Prabhupada also in having the Panchatattva deities in Hawaii, they were established there in Srila Prabhupada's presence. Same, very hands in the air, some of them, the middle three, and two of them with hands folded together. But not very formal. So I believe that's how deities should be, if we're to follow tradition. Also about the chanting of Jaya Panchatattva. Bhagavati Mataji is asking about this. As we already have the mantra to glorify them, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Well, there's nothing wrong exactly with chanting Jaya Panchatattva. Of course, we don't find in any of his kirtans that Srila Prabhupada, after chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, chanted the names of the deities, although he didn't object to it being done also. But Jai Panchatattva is not Nam Kirtan, as is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. It would be something like saying Jai Vilasa Vigraha. It's a technical term. You could say... It's a technical term, and technical terms can be, they're not, it's not exactly the same as names, that's all. We don't find out in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the Panchatattva were ever called the Panchatattva. It's not that anyone would come up and say, oh, it's the Panchatattva. We don't find the term used except in a technical sense. In its important technical sense, from the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but it's not a personal designation, or that was used personally in the glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it can be said, and if someone sings, I'm there, I'll sing along with it. But I wouldn't I wouldn't personally sing it, but I wouldn't go on a big trip about it either. So, the next question. Yeah.